Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my honor, blessing, and privilege to be here with you tonight. Listen, I pray and trust that you are grabbing hold to all that the Father is doing. Amen. I pray and trust that we are grabbing a hold to all that the Father is doing. Amen. In Jesus' name. You know why I say that? Because I'm noticing that even in our study of the Word for the last couple of weeks, there's been this repetitive pattern, if you will, of the Lord dealing with apostasy or Him dealing with His precious people going backward. Mm-hmm. He deals with a lot of backsliding. Sickness, if you will. He deals with us on a level of it's time to come back to where you once were and then catch hold of the momentum of the Holy Spirit that will take you from where you are to where He desires you to be and beyond. Mm-hmm. So I've been noticing that in the Word. On last week we talked a little bit about Gideon and the Midianites and how God had purposely delivered His people into the hand of the enemy to discipline them. And now again this week, I find that in the Word, he's leading us back to the same, a similar type of scenario, but we're going to come from a different angle, but it's the same meat, if you will. It's the same issues that we have to deal with in God desiring to deliver His people. Now, I'm really going to try to take my time through this here because when it comes to deliverance, we liken deliverance to reformation, meaning being reformed, and that's not what true deliverance is. True deliverance involves revival. There's a difference between being reformed or changed and being completely metamorphosized from the inside out. And as happy as I'm getting, I'm really going to try to stay calm because I really need this point to get across to us. Amen. Daddy wants to really make sure we're getting this because as revival is being released in the world, the Shekabol, we don't want to miss God. We don't want to miss our divine appointment. Oh, God. We don't want to lose the sensitivity that is required in the anointing in order for us to function and live victorious. Are y'all with me tonight? Amen. And so as we explore the scriptures tonight, we're going to be dealing with a similar vein of study, having to deal with falling away from that place that God desires for us to be in and allowing Him to catapult us into the next stratosphere of divine destiny and blessing. All right. Hallelujah. And so what that means is we have to really be honest with the fact that a lot of us, shouting and speaking in tongues, have been really lukewarm. They're not going to like this very much, and it's all right. Hallelujah, because we're going to get some medicine tonight. Uh-huh. There are many times where we can be right in the touch. Glory to God. Not be on fire the way God would like us to be. Hallelujah. Now, guess what? He even told us in Revelation he ain't had too much of a hard time with us being cold even. You like the Arctic winds and snow? God bless your heart. But don't play. Don't straddle. Don't miss. Oh, you're either hot or cold, he said. Make your mind up where you want to be and get there. Glory. Hallelujah. I was going late, beloved, and so we have to really take seriously not only our salvation, but what Daddy is putting on the table for us. My God. Now. Let me slow down. Let's go to Judges. We're going to go to Judges again. I know we were there last week. Got to go there again. Daddy said so. Amen. Judges 4. And we're going to read from verses 1 through 9 and then skip down to 16. All right? It's a lot of reading this, and I just want to touch on some key things that the Holy Spirit will see fit to do. Amen. Okay. Judges 4, starting at verse 1. And the children of Israel again. Otra vez. For those of my Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters. again, another time. This is nothing new under the sun here. The children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. Now, Ehud was the king who had led the children of Israel into many years of victory, having gotten rid of idols and idolatry and having to lead the children of Israel back into their proper place. But after he died, they cut up. All right. It's almost like when the cat's away, the mice, okay, all right, the mice will play. Yeah. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan. It happened the same way with the Midianites. When Israel disobeyed God and decided that they were going to do what they wanted to do and compromise and sleep with the devil and get up and act like they holy, yeah, oh, he delivered them into the hand of the Midianites for discipline. So we find ourselves back in the same boat. Somebody been going around the wilderness for too long, or else Daddy wouldn't take us back here again to the mountaintop. It don't mean he's upset with us, but he want to make sure that we get it clear. You don't have time to be playing, come on here, patty cake with the devil. God is trying to take you somewhere. Snap out of it. Praise him, praise him. So, I love his love, see, because he could have left them. He could have left them right where they were and destroyed them. But in order to save them, he delivered them over to discipline, showed them into the hand of the enemy. Jabin, king of Canaan. Here we go with the mites again. Midianites, Canaanites, Moabites, Amorites. Okay? King of Jada, he reigned in Hazor, which was a stronghold of the Canaanites. Now, we need to talk a little bit about what the Canaanites were known for, because those same spirits, just like King Solomon said, is nothing new under the sun, but we see some things that are really not just coming out of the closet, but parading themselves right in the church. Glory to God. Lust and cruelty, they were known for this. Degrading spiritual practices, witchcraft, come on here, promiscuity, incest. Yes, yes. Nudity. Come on, the summer's coming. Yeah, I know they're going to bust out with no clothes on. Come on here. Sacred prostitution. Look at that. The sex trafficking and all of these things. Sodomy. And part of the Canaanite devil worship included the spirit of Ashtaroth and Asherah, which meant that women, the demon gods gave the people power to turn into a man or a woman at the drop of a hat. Y'all don't want to talk about what's going on, but we going up in there tonight. Somebody wants to be free. Glory to God. Yes, transvestite. That's what he's talking about here. Mm-hmm. And it's, see, we accept, we've become so desensitized. Lord, please help me to get through this properly, please. So many of us have become so comfortable with Satan. It's ridiculous. I said some of us, I might have schooled it myself. We have become so desensitized to sin that when we see things, our bellies don't even cringe no more. It's just whatever goes, oh, well, it ain't going to be like that to get in the gate. He said, oh, holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said. So let's read. And then the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron. Now they're scared. Now, you wasn't scared when y'all was doing all of y'all debt. You see how we do God? You see how we do him? We don't cry out. We don't fast. We don't shut in. We don't pray. We don't seek. We don't do none of that until we get in trouble. They saw 900 chariots of iron. They saw weapons of warfare. Uh-huh. Yeah. They saw a host encamped against them. Mm-hmm. They saw travel. Oppression, yeah. For 20 years. Jabin had oppressed Israel. My God, for 20 years. He mightily, the Bible said, oppressed the children of Israel. They were getting the whip. Mm-hmm. And good. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at the time. Lord, please help me through here, please. During a time when there was so much weakness in the spirit, in spiritual matters, yeah. God raised up a woman to lead the people. She was not only a prophetess, but she was a judge. I want to get some more into her identity, but we got to move through here. She brought under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. All right? They had to go unto her to get their matters settled, whatever disputes they had. They went up to the woman of God as she sat up under this palm tree. She helped, give them godly wisdom in the word of the Lord. Amen. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, "Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take of thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun?" Mm-hmm. Now, she wasn't that. We have to understand this. It's not that God didn't speak to Barak. But he was hard of hearing. Y'all don't want to talk. To the page, was Barak deaf? No. But he had selective hearing. Is that all right? Sometimes God will speak to us, and we allow fear of the unknown and fear of failure and fear of defeat to cause us to lend a deaf ear to God. That's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing. Because he said, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Very serious. Thank God for Deborah, because she had to tell him, didn't God tell you? Go and get your men, 10,000 men, and go up. Now, I just kind of understand Barak being a little nervous, because 10,000 versus 900 with chariots and weapons is a little different. See, it's a little different. These men had iron. Y'all with me tonight? Weapons, hard steel. Yeah, they had stuff to fight with, but God's people didn't have the physical. Come on, where's David? David chose not to use Saul's armor. He didn't. Sometimes what looks to be so strong is weak when it comes to God, because he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wisdom of the wise. That's what he does. He blows folks' minds. That's what he does. He does that really well. And so, and this is what the Lord promised me. He said, I want to draw unto thee to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain of David's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. Barak, Surely, you got the victory. Go up, take your army, whip demon butt, and let's go. Said, look at what Barak says. He said unto her, prophetess, if you don't go with me, if you go with me, I'll go. But if you not go with me, then I ain't going. I'm really going to try to move past that. By the way, woman, maybe you shouldn't. You have to stop the clock right there for a minute. He said, woman of God, I heard what the Lord said. Mm-hmm, yeah. And if you go with me, then I'm going to go. If you go with me, woman of God, prophetess, judge, Deborah, then I'll go. Mm-hmm. I heard what God said. But if you don't go, Hashina, Lord help me, then I'm going to disobey God. Lord Jesus, please grab a hold to that statement for a minute and really chew on that and digest that. Because there's nothing wrong with endearing your leaders. God, please help me. There's nothing wrong with embracing the Spirit of God in them. Nothing wrong with adoring the Spirit of God in them. Come on here. And admiring their wisdom and their tenacity for the things of God. But don't you remember mom and daddy and grandparents singing, if nobody else goes, don't hit me. Come on here. If you don't want to go, I'm going to see what the end is going to be. Don't you get in my way. I don't care what degree you have. If God told me to go, I got to go. If I go by myself, wow! What is this, Barak? What is it that you say? Shall we examine this a little further? I believe that Barak needed a little blessed assurance. And you know the Lord told us to go out two by two. Don't go by, I got that, I get that, I get that. I get all of that. But what bothers me with this here, and y'all Bible scholars, help me, hit me up and tell me a little something here. Because it just seems to me like there was a little bit of cowardice in Barak's little old blessed heart. Lord, it seemed like even though he had the word, he was going to take this power with him in the prophetess. Lord, please help me through here, please. Even though he knew what God told him, because the brother didn't come out of the blue with this, God had already told him. She was just reminding him, confirming what the Lord already put in his spirit. All right. We can calm down now. Just had to make sure we were for the right. Well, because I thought I heard the brother say, if you go with me, then I'll go and do what God says. But if you don't, then I ain't going to do what God says. I just want to make sure that's what I saw and what I read. All right. And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding the journey that thou takest, shall not be for thine honor.
Look at God.
For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Could it possibly be, brothers, and I know y'all, you know it, that because there was not enough strength, there was not enough faith, there was not enough confidence in Barak, that God decided, I'm going to get the victory through one of my daughters because I need my boys to step on up. Now, hear me. The page ain't got no problem with the brothers. Listen, I love Rabbi Kashate. Shall we just say it down right now? Can we tell the truth? Most times, 9 out of 9, 10 times, prayer and Bible study is packed out with women. There are a lot of brothers that are not in the house of God. Come on up in here tonight. Wow. There are not as many men in the house on their pose, as there ought to be. There are not enough men on their watch and on their pose, as the head of the house. Yeah, I don't want to talk. No, real talk. God, I'm going to go shot. And I ain't scared of no demon because I know what the Spirit of the Lord said. He said, in these last days, the hearts of the fathers shall return to the sons, and the sons to the father. God is raising his boys up. He's restoring the man to the rightful place of headship that he ought to be in. Come on here, church. But while he's doing that, he needs Abraham's seed, daughters, Sarah's daughters, come on here, to exercise wisdom and walk. Just because God, now Lord, please help me, please, because I didn't plan this. Just because God puts you in a position of leadership, ladies, don't mean that you're not supposed to still run your house in order. Just because he puts you in a place of prominence in the church, in the body of Christ, doesn't mean that you allow the spirit of Jezebel to creep in. We still have to give honor where it's due. Jesus is the head of the man, and the man is the head of the woman. That's the word of God, and it's right. Period. Let's chew on that for a minute. Come on, clap your hands. Praise him. Praise him. We're going to get through it. Yeah. And so when God said, I'm going to sell Sisera into the hand of a woman, he may not have necessarily been giving Barak pow-pow. But what he was saying is, you can have 1,000 men behind you, but I'm looking at what's in your heart, son. You can have a chariot and a host of millions of men fighting on your behalf to gain the victory for God's people, for the nation. But if you don't have faith and courage and trust in me with your heart, your whole heart, you're going to miss out on some things that goes to the daughters too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Deborah rose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak. So that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fell away on his feet. God gave him the victory just like he said he would. Now look at this. Let's go down to verse 16. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host unto Harosheth of the Gentiles. And all the hosts of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword. They were destroyed. They were killed, slain. And there was not a man left. How about when God do it, it's done right? Hallelujah. How be it? Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. For there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. Now we got to examine that. Here it is. Look at this, ladies. Your husband is friends with the captain of the enemy's army, Reba Kansi. And there's a war going on, and Shinaman's soul. And you hear about how your husband's friend, who he's an ally with, in covenant with, yeah, I want to talk. They're good buddies, okay? Can we do, shall we do it like that? Yeah. They're in treaty together. They have an agreement. And your husband's friend is oppressing God's people. You know about this. And now your hubby's friend is in trouble. He's running from the army of the Lord. Yeah. And although you are subject to your husband, we just talked about God's word. And then, all right. Here it is, the captain of the enemy's army, Shekobobo, ends up at your doorstep. what an arrangement. What an arrangement. Jael went out to meet Sisera. So you go out to meet this captain of the enemy's army, your husband's treaty partner, all right, and said unto him, come on in, my lord. Come in and turn into me. Don't be afraid. It's Shabbat. Now, it was not custom for men to go into the woman's tent. Hello? Especially when hubby ain't home. And especially not invited. Come to by. But she invites him. She says, come on in. It's safe in here. Ladies, we're talking about wisdom and warfare. Hallelujah. Turn in, my Lord. Turn into me. Fear not. And when he had turned into her, into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. I'm really going to try to get through this here. She covered him, all right? And he said unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk. Now, he asked for water, but what she had was milk, all right? She gave him drink and covered him. All right. Again, he said unto her, stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee and say, is there any man here? Thou shalt say no. Jael, I want you to lie to protect me. If she didn't know nothing else was going on in the warfare, that statement alone let her know that he was the enemy, because he wanted her to lie. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent. Stop right there. Let's go to Isaiah 54 quickly, shall we? Please go with me to Isaiah 54, because God is calling his daughters to a place of enlargement to take their proper places. And all the hell that you've been going through is preparation for that place of leadership. Listen, don't mean that you're the next president, Hillary. Hello? 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 You are leader in your house first. All right. Sing, O barren, Isaiah 54. Thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. It's your season, beloved woman of God, daughter of Zion. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Ooh, hey. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, mitten thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth with the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Listen, I'm talking to the daughters who God is calling her to be generals. He come about Shatta in the kingdom for the nation. Lord, please help me tonight. We got to learn how to exercise wisdom in warfare. I want you to take a good look, Lord, please help me. Jesus. Evil shut. God already knew when Sisera was going to show up at Jael's tent that she was going to be, oh God, she could possibly get in trouble with her husband. But I like how Jael was a little different from Barak. I don't care who I get in trouble with. I don't care whose approval I don't have. I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do. If my husband don't, God help me. If my husband don't go, I'm getting up out of here. If my wife out, want to cut up and tell me to curse God and die, I'm going to know how foolish she is. And I'm going to keep on going right on through where my brother's at. Yeah, I got to do what the Lord says to do. Ladies, sisters, we have to understand something tonight. God is raising up an army of Abrahamic seed who knows their place. That's willing to submit to the ordinance of God's statutes. Don't think it's strange. Oh God, concerning the fiery trial, who's come to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. God is teaching you his order. We have been so poisoned by tradition. And some of what we call tradition is not tradition, it's just right. Many of tradition will cause us to be killed as it pertains to marriages, as it pertains to church ordinance, God's law. Never in the word did God tell us to disobey him for man or woman. And when it comes to wisdom and warfare, I want to speak to those of you that have husbands, that may, and the brothers too who may have wives that are not saved, that are not in the same place as you. They don't make you no better. God wants to use you as an agent of change, as a soul winner in your own house. Lord, please watch my toe. God wants to use you the same way he could use and trust Deborah, because she was a homemaker. She was a wife. But before she could go and do matters for the kingdom with the nations, home had to be taken care of first. Are y'all with me? Hallelujah. Some of you have had some marriages disrupted. We got to talk at this tonight. Have relationships severed, shaken up, topsy-turvy, turned upside down, because God is raising you up for a position of leadership. Does it mean that you're the next president? Does it mean that you're going to be the pastor of Assemblies of God Church? Right there in your community, God wants to use you to lead a nation to deliverance and repentance. Are you there with me tonight? So, Father, we pray for the wisdom that we need in warfare, to be as Jael, as harmless as a dove, but as wise as a serpent, so that when we war with our hands and fight with our fingers, we will wipe the devil completely out. Not pancaking, not sleeping in the bed with him and rising up and being lukewarm towards you. We declare tonight, we shall have no other gods before us. We are going to be wise and virtuous women, Reshanda, and sons of valor, conducting warfare in the spirit of excellence, integrity, honor, courage, and in wisdom. Father, we thank you for loosing that anointing tonight. We seal with Jesus' blood and thank you for the seal of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time. Join me next week, Wednesday, same time, same station. Remnant Rollers, please continue to lift up the elderly and those prayer requests that we have on the board. I love you. Keep me in your prayers and know that you're always in mine. God bless you.